ספירת העומר, סימן תף צדיק ב', תענית שני וחמישי ושני אחר המועדים ובו סעיף אחד. As a fast, it's called בהב, Monday, Thursday, Monday, which are after Sukkot and after Pesach. Let's see what this means. שולחן ערוך says like this. יש נוהגים להתענות שני וחמישי ושני אחר הפסח וכן אחר הסוכות. Those which are accustomed to fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday after Pesach, and Monday, Thursday, Monday, after Sukkot, וממתינים עד שיעבור כל חודש ניסן, תשרי ואז מתענים, and they wait until the whole month of Nisan is over, and the whole month of Tishrei, when you could fast. Because this year, for example, Monday is Rosh Chodesh, it's Aleph Iyar. Yeah, so they're going to start the Monday afterwards, do the Bahab. So it says the Rama. Right? Miyan, the first ones that you're able to fast in. Ashkenaz and Tzalfat, and in Germany and in France, they had the custom to fast, and they make it like a Tanit Tzibur, and they read Vayechal, like we do in Tanit Tzibur. Okay? In the Sephardi countries, they didn't do this minhag. Even those which don't fast, most people don't fast, we say Slichot, Ashkenazim, we say Slichot in the morning. Short Slichot, not very long. We say it's 15 minutes longer than davening goes. Why is, what's the source of this fast? Because we're afraid that because all the happiness that we had during the Chagim and everything, a person might, maybe he came to do an Avira, like we found by Eov, in the Sefer Eov, it says there that Eov brought sacrifices. Right, after the Chagim. Why? Just in the, because to atone if he sinned. So we fast, it's like bringing a sacrifice. Well, so how come we don't have after Shavuos? We don't have Bahab? Because after Shavuos is only one day, or 2 days of Chutzlaretz. So there's not such a worry that a person might have sinned. But on Pesach and on Sukkot, that is a long Chagim. So maybe a person from the happiness, he drank too much wine, and Shtuyot, I don't know what.
But you have Halamoy too.
Halamoy, they're all long, yeah.
This is why they fast.
Huh?
This is why they fast.
Yeah, that's the reason that we fast.
But it's not a full day. It's not a
24-hour. No, no.
Yeah,
whatever.
What?
Yeah,
but
still, the minhag. You don't have to do it. Then we'll fast till Chatzot. What?
How is the fast? Half day?
No, the fast is written in Shulchan Aruch, the minhag is from the morning until the night.
Ah,
all day fast. But it's a minhag, you don't have to do it. Now, if it's the fast day, and there's a brit in Shul, you're allowed to eat afterwards, even though it's Sheni v'chamish v'sheni.
Was the Suda Mitzvah?
Right, that's why. Yeah. Now, when you read by Echal, it's only if you have 10 people in Shul which are fasting. If you don't have 10 people, they don't mean by Echal. So usually there's a certain minion in the shul that they announce before, like in the Shtiva. This minion they have by Echal on the half. And then people go there, those who fast. But otherwise, most minyanim they won't have it because most people don't fast. So that's just what I wanted to say. It starts the Monday, not this Monday coming Monday, the following Monday will start because this Monday is Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. So now we're in Siman Taf Tzadi Gimel. The laws which we are accustomed to do during the days of the Omer has four safety, four paragraphs. Noagim shelo lisa isha ben Pesach la'atzeret ad lag ba'omer. We have a minhag, and the two is written like this: not to marry a woman between Pesach and Shavuot until lag ba'omer, meaning not till Shavuot, until lag ba'omer. Why? That time, Metu, Talmidei, Rabbi Akiva, the students of Akiva died at that period of time.
24,000.
Yeah. Shapir Jami. But you're allowed to do Erusin and Kiddushin. Which means, not like today, the engagement, and real engagement. They give the woman a kesef, money, and they say, Rabbi Kudeshet Li. And then they used to go to their home for a year, used to build this house. And then, after a year, get married. You let it do that. And also, someone who got married at that time, they don't punish him. They don't punish him for getting married. But you're not supposed to. But from Lag BaOmer and on, okay, everything is permitted. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Right? You don't marry a woman, it doesn't make a difference if it's a marriage of a mitzvah, or a marriage is not without a mitzvah. What does that mean? If someone already has children, he has boys and girls, so that's a big mitzvah to get married. It's good, not to stay alone. So of course he shouldn't get married at that time. But even if someone doesn't have yet children, and he's getting married, or he just has boys or just girls, and so it's a mitzvah, so you can be kind of mitzvah pulvu, have a boy and a girl, he doesn't get married. The only wedding which is permitted is to marry your own divorcee. If a person divorces his wife and then they agree to get married back together, then you're allowed to get married immediately. Because it's not just big happiness. Yeah? Why do we do this? Because at that time there's 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva died. And it's not fit to be happy to do a lot of simcha at that time. Nevertheless, if he has some Indian comes, occurs to him, makes shechianu, a new fruit comes to him, he doesn't have to hold himself back from making shechianu. He shouldn't go and do something to do shechianu. Go and buy new clothing to make shechianu. But if a fruit came to you, someone brought your fruit, you're allowed to make any shechianu. So of course, we're allowed to do also engagement parties, just without music, without loud music, and dancing and stuff like that. Of course, any other music is bayah. If someone gets married on Sfira, we said that we don't punish him. But if someone takes a haircut on the Sfira, he's supposed to get punished by the Beis Din. To say that, and now it's a slide, the minhag is that we don't take a haircut between Pesach and Lag BaOmer. According to Ashkenazi, Lag BaOmer day, you really like to take a haircut. According to Sfaradim, till the next day in the morning. But according to the Aliyah Kadosh, you're supposed not to get haircut until Erev Shavuot. And that's the Minag in Breslev and a lot of Hasidim, that they don't take haircut at all from Pesach until Erev Shavuot. Only by Erev Shavuot take haircut again. It's good to do that Minag. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. So the minhag is not to take a haircut until Lag BaOmer, because then they start from dying, the students. And you should take a haircut until the 34th of the Omer, which is the following day. This is according to the Shulchan Aruch, Sfaradim. Unless Lag BaOmer falls on Friday, so then even according to the Shulchan Aruch, we take a haircut on Friday for Shabbat Kodesh. But in, according to Ashkenazim, the Rama says, Lag BaOmer is when we take a haircut, not Lamed Aleph, and we have a little bit of joy that day, and we don't say Tachanun that day. Okay. But if you do Lag BaOmer, taking a haircut only during the day of Lag BaOmer, unless Lag BaOmer falls on Sunday, then people take a haircut on Friday, even though it's only 31st of the Omer, take a haircut on Friday for Mechvot Shabbat. There's other people which are allowed to take haircuts. There's the father of a son who's having a brit milah, he's allowed to take a haircut. And the son that's allowed to take a haircut. And the mother allowed to take a haircut. Yeah. But the minhag is that only the father of the son takes a haircut. It says that also in the 34th, some of the students died. But since most of them, most of them died till 33 in the Omer, then that's why we take a haircut already in 34. Okay. We don't say Tachanun, also we don't Tachanun the Mincha before Lag BaOmer.
Lagman, I think this year falls on a Wednesday night, right? So Wednesday afternoon, we daven mincha, we don't say tachanun. And also, not on Thursday, we'll say tachanun at all. Next tachanun will be on Friday morning, hecharit. Okay. If a person has a brit on Shabbat, the father of the son is allowed to take a haircut on Erev Shabbat. Since Shulchan Aruch, we shouldn't take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Some people think you have to take a haircut on Rosh, you're allowed to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you're not allowed to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So Rosh Chodesh Iyar is when? And Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni together. 2 days. You don't take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. There's another minyag people do, not in Eretz Yisrael so much, that they start keeping the Omer laws from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. But you can't do in one place where people do one thing to do something else. And now this is what everyone does from Pesach until Lag BaOmer. Everyone doesn't take a haircut until they get married. That's what we do over here. So you do that. It says here that he brings down the Shavuot that some people take a haircut from 3 days before Shavuot. Not only they don't wait till El Shavuot, from the Shlosh Yom Hagbala. Yeah. It says in the Shulchan Aruch. נהגו אנשים שלא לעשות מלאכה מפסח ועד עצרת משקיעת החמה ואילך. ממנה גייס for the women. Some women are accustomed not to do מלאכה from פסח until שבוע, from שקיעת החמה, from the sunset until and on. Why? For midnight. Also men. Why? What's this thing? I never heard people don't really do this midnight, but it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's minagim. So we're going to continue a little bit more. That's the law of the Sefirat HaOmer. In the 50th days of the Sefira, it's called Chag. Which Chag is it? Chag Shavuot. The week's holiday. The week's. Right. Okay. We daven in the same Shmoneh Esrei that we daven in Pesach. Only we change the Chag. The same Shmoneh Esrei. Right? Instead of saying Yom Chag HaMatzot Hazeh, Zman Chirutenu, we say Yom Chag HaTzeret Hazeh. Zman Matan Toratenu, the time that the Torah was given. Okay? And we say Halel. Which Halel do we say? Whole Halel. Alone, the full Halel. With the Baruch HaSfaradim, which can ask me, of course, with the Baruch. Yeah, in the daytime, we don't say at night. At night, we don't say Halel. Only in the daytime of the day, we say Halel. Only time we say Halel at night is on Pesach, and we say it twice. A lot of things at Pesach we do twice. We drink twice 2 cups of wine, usually in a regular meal. Shabbos, you have one at the beginning of the meal, one at the end of the meal, if you want to do a Zimun. Pesach we do twice, and we wash our hands twice. And we eat 2 kazayit of matzah twice. A lot of things are twice. We dip twice. We take out 2 Sifrei Torah. And one we read Matan Torah, Parshat Yitro. And the second one we read Yom Bikurim. We read the sacrifice that they brought on Chag Shavuot. Yeah, yeah. And the Haftarah is from Yecheskel, the chariot that he saw in Shemayim. Now there's laws over here, Shavuot nights, okay? Ma'acharim yitpeler l'arvit b'kisat Shavuot, tzekochavim. Make sure to dive in arvit of Shavuot's night late. Why? Because we have to have full 49 days that we count. So you have to, for sure, the 49th day has to be over completely. Only then, we can daven Ma'ariv of the 50th day. I saw in the Ravadia, I bring down that the main thing is to make Kiddush after that time. But the minhag is that we also, for Ma'ariv, we wait until it's definitely night. Ita Bazoar, he brings down from the Zohar Kadosh, that the early Hasidim, pious ones, were up all night and learned with Torah. That's what they used to do. But today, everyone does that. We're all Hasidim, huh? We're all Hasidim. We're all early Hasidim. And it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch of Ari. Da, you should know that kol mi shebalayla lo yashen klal v'yikar, I was thinking about Torah. Anyone who did not sleep at all that night and he was engaged with the Torah the whole night, uvtach lo, he's promised, sheyashlim shnato, that he definitely will live until the next year, lo yera lo shum nezek, and no harm will happen to him. Ve'atam, and what's the reason that we're up all night? Okay, you get that promise we get from the Ari HaKadosh? If you're up all night just learning Torah without talking at all, from the night until after Kedusha of Ketel, of Musaf, so then you have this promise. And the reason why we don't talk is, Magen Avraham, right? Simple, without any Kabbalistic reasons, is because Am Yisrael was sleeping all night, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wake us up to give us the Torah, so we're fixing that, and we're up all night. Okay? Fixing. It's a big tikkun to do. There's a minute to do the tikkun Leil Shavuot from the Ari HaKadosh. You can buy it in any store. Tikkun Leil Shavuot, a certain learning order to do. Now you don't do the whole thing. You start. You do until you finish. Until davening. וצריכים להיזהר אותם הנאורים כל הלילה. And those which are up all night, they have to be careful not to make a bracha until the time in the morning, only after he went to the bathroom. He goes to the restroom, and when he comes out in the morning, before the evening, when it's already a little bit light out, he washes his hands and then makes until the time in Asher Yatzah. Okay. What about Talit Katan? Anyways, we all wear Talit Gadol, so it doesn't make a difference. Okay. You put on Talit Gadol. What about Birkat HaTorah? And the kind of Shema, and Ma'avir Shena. Can you have to look it up in those places, but I'll tell you that according to the Ari HaKadosh, you can make all the brachas.
Okay.
In the morning, yeah. Why? Because you're saying in general that he removes the sleep off my eyes. Not today that he removed. The only bracha which is problematic, no, all the brachas are problematic. The neshama that you gave me, what's the problem? In general, give me the neshama. And Birkat HaTorah, also no problem if you say it in the morning. Ashkenazi more machmir to hear it from someone who slept. But no chayav. Difficult to find, right? It's not difficult to find, yeah. Now, according to Kabbalah, it's better not to have relations with his wife and Leil Shavuot, unless it's the mikvah night, and then of course you can't cancel any. You don't cancel. There's a minhag by Ashkenazim to read the Akdamot. It's a special praise. It's a bit long. It's a special praise to Hashem at the Torah. It's long. It's in very difficult Aramaic words too. Ashkenazim do it. When do you do it? You take out the Sefer Torah. And you call the Kohen up, and when the Kohen stands there, he doesn't say the bracha, he just starts Akdamot. And Rabbeinu spoke about the Akdamot very much, how special they are, and it's so beautiful. And Makpita said. So, the second day in Chutz La'aretz is other landings, right? You're not allowed to fast the day after Shavuot. It's called Isrucha. You don't fast on that day. And we don't say Tachanun from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, right? Talking about in next month. Iyar, we say the whole month besides that one. Sivan, we don't say in the morning. We don't say from when?
Rosh Chodesh.
From Rosh Chodesh. Until, it says here until the 8th, but we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah a second. Till after the 8th. But now we know until the 12th. We'll see in a second. Yeah, whole week after, right? We'll see in a second. Yeah, interesting, because I know that we don't see it more even. We have to find out. It doesn't say here. Chaval Aronan, the other book, it has more stuff in it. I think we don't do until Yudbet. Until a week after Shavuot. It says here only until Chet. Tov, ani lo yodea. You can look it up later. Tov. Nohagim yishtoach hasavim b'Shavuot ul haKnesset v'habatim zecher simchat Torah. Asa nachal matan Torah is a minhag to put grasses, flowers, and green stuff in the shuls and in the homes, and in order to remember the simcha of us receiving the Torah.
Yes, no, Pesach Sheni.
What?
Pesach Sheni.
What about Pesach Sheni?
Oh,
also Tachanun. Oh, also Tachanun. Tetzvav.
Yeah.
Yudala Diyah.
Yeah.
Right, also that. Yeah. Why do we have to do that? Because at the time, what's this minute of hanging the, all this green?
The
mountain Sinai, Mount Sinai
was green.
Was green, even though it was in the middle of the desert, it doesn't grow green so much. But it was green.
Say the first 12 days.
12 days. Yeah, I know that. I don't know why here the Rambam writes otherwise. According to the Gra, you don't put any leaves in the shoes. Why? Because Christians, they put greens in their holiday. So the Gra said not to do that. So if you go to any Gra shul, you'll see that they don't put. But here they don't care what the Christians do. So it says here, there's a minhag in a few places to eat milk products on the first day of Shavuos. And it looks why, what's the reason for that? Okay? There's a few reasons. But it looks here, that like in Pesach, we have two types of foods. We have on the Kara, we have one or burnt wing or whatever, Zecher Korban Pesach. We have an egg, Zecher Korban Chagigah. Also on Shavuos, this is the Korban of Shavuos, and this is Korban Chagigah. So you should have one milk food and one meat food. Okay? And first you eat the milk, of course, and then the meat. And you also have two breads, of course, because in Shavuos, the only time the chametz was brought into Beis HaMikdash was in the it's either Korban, twice. Korban of thanks is with chametz, Korban Todah, and Korban of Shavuot. It's brought with two loaves of bread. There's another reason why we eat. There's a reason to eat dairy products on the Shavuot is because they received all the Torah on Shavuot and they came down to eat all their kelim for treif. Why? Because they didn't have the laws of shechting yet, so they had to kasher everything. So they had no dishes. No pots. How would they cook? So milk. It's just you milk the cow and you have milk. So some places they have a lot. They have a minhag to eat milk and honey, but it says dvash v'chalav tachad l'shonech. The Torah is compared to milk and honey under your tongue. So you to eat milk and honey.
The man
was given before. We received Shabbat, which was before. Not a lot before, a little bit before. There's a minhag he brings down here to bake bread with butter. He brings the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, but you have to know all the laws if you have like a milchig oven and everything, and also you have to do a different shape. There's a halacha in Yerudah that if you have a milky baked product, okay, a cookie or whatever, or a boika, has to be a different shape. That's why here in Eretz Yisrael, you'll see that the triangle or any other shape, which is not square, right? The square ones are part. Other shapes, round or triangle or milchik. That's a law. Talacha. And also bread. If you have bread which is The chig, you have to do it in a different shape, and it won't look like your usual bread. So it's different than your other bread, than your usual bread. So, if you don't know the laws, just stick to eating fleshigs. So, this year, we have a special, it's very special week this year. Shavuot is on Shabbat, and then is a Shabbat, and then Motzei Shabbat is Shavuot. So it's very, I said also yesterday, I said that we can rest, we have a good time to rest on Erev Shabbat, not to think about Shavuot, just to rest nicely on Shabbat, Lichvot Shabbat Kodesh. And also, Hashem will give you koach to be up the whole night on Shavuot. And when you make Kiddush, we'll see all the laws, which type of Kiddush do you make between Shabbat and Yom Tov. Abdallah, yeah. We'll see in a second what we do exactly. Not in a second, but we're going to learn now halachot, which are practical to know. All the halachot of Yom Tov, you know where they're written? In Masechet Beitza. Yeah, we do. He's back?
No. We start now with Rabbi Levi, but I see you can't.
He's coming back?
Yeah, we started things already.
Yeah, so Beitza is all the laws, very practical, I love you. All the laws of Yom Tov. Okay. So, but a lot of the laws there are very practical, but not to us today. Why? Because we don't go and chop wood, most of us. But last year I was in Meron in a tent, and we did go to, we made a fire on Yom Tov, we lit a fire. So there's laws how to make a bonfire on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to build it. Usually you build a bonfire, right? The thin ones on the bottom. Asur on Yom Tov to do that. It's like building. You have to put the big ones on top first, and then put the little ones on the bottom. So, like, it's time to order a building. No, Shavuot. So, we're going to start, we do a little halakha today of Yom Tov, and then I'm going to skip halakhot. There's a lot of halakhot here. Because some halakhot, so which are not nogia to us for Yom Tov, we don't need to know. But we do need to know, could I squeeze an orange on Yom Tov? Will I squeeze an orange on Yom Tov? Is it considered something which you're allowed to do? You can't do? I know I'm allowed to shecht on Yom Tov, but I'm not going to shecht right now. I don't know how. You know how to shecht, Yaakov?
Nope. And I probably don't have the vision to do it either.
I shecht someone instead of something. It says in the Mishnah in Beitza, in Daf Lamed Vav. You're not up to there yet, are you? It says like this: Kol melacha asura b'Shabbat, asura b'Yom Tov. Every melacha which is prohibited to do on Shabbos is prohibited to do on Yom Tov. It's a Mishnah. Chutz mimelechet ochel nefesh, except melechet, a melacha which has to do with food. Vechutz meotzaah v'avara, and another two things. You also, there's no inyan of eruv on Yom Tov. You let it carry outside without an eruv, you don't need eruv, and you're allowed to ignite, not ignite new fire, but you're allowed to ignite from fire which exists. We'll see later. V'chein machshir ha'ochel nefesh lo haya eruv sam et ha'ochel. And also, you can do things for the food, things which you weren't able to do yesterday. We'll see soon what that means. What does that mean? I could shecht yesterday, no? Today there's a freezer. Why can't I shecht? We'll see in a second. Hagar. Okay. V'yesh machmirim afilu ochel nefesh atzmo kol shenu mafik ta'am klal. Some people are very machmir that if it has exactly the same taste from the day before, you can't make it on Yom Tov. For example, herring. You can't on Shabbos, you know, take herring and marinate it in the salt and pepper and stuff to make it marinated. Why? It's called cooking on Shabbat. Right? Pickled is cooking. You're pickling them, you're cooking them. Also, on Yom Tov, you can't do that. Why? When does it taste better? If I do it the day before, it tastes much better. It's marinated. If I do it on Yom Tov, it's only good for when? For after the Chag, or for the night. זה לא... זה נראה הרי דבר על יום טוב. כן, you can't prepare, but if there's a certain salad that you like, it's fresh. It tastes better when it's fresh. And of course, I'll do that on yom tov. But if this salad does not, doesn't make a difference at all if it's made yesterday or today. Okay? You make a pepper salad, I don't know, some salad, cabbage salad, tastes the same yesterday, tastes the same today. Doesn't make a difference.
There's salads that marinate.
Even tastes better when they sit. So then you won't be allowed to do that on yom tov. Why? Some people are machmir. Some people are machmir not to make it on yom tov. If you're able to do it before and it tastes the same or even better, shouldn't do them. Some people machmir. But if you didn't do it and you want to eat it on yom tov, so you're supposed to do it b'shinui. We'll see soon in the
Shabbat. A different manner.
What?
A different manner.
Different manner. Yeah. Chop it with the other side of the knife. No. To your left hand without cutting yourself. Yeah, this is in general, he's bringing all this. And soon, he goes on, and he goes through all the things. Okay.
But on Yom Tov, you can't use a food processor.
No, but it's great, no?
No, I'm talking about, you know, putting it in, turning on the machine, and...
No, that you can't.
Exactly.
No, you don't use electricity on Yom Tov. Baking, fresh, there's nothing like fresh challah. It's not like fresh challah. So of course you gotta do it on Yom Tov. Fresh meat, out of a dead cow. Ah, that's meat, that's food. You're a vegetarian? Fresh meat, fresh chicken, that's tov. Right? Okay. So then of course you gotta do that. If something tastes even a little bit better when it's fresh, you gotta do it on Yom Tov. And by Yom. Okay. Even if it loses a little bit of taste, okay. Yeah. Squeezing fruit on Chag is asur. Of course, even on Shabbos, you gotta squeeze a lemon onto food. Allowed, so of course I'm going to be allowed. Mishnah Berurah says that if he didn't make it on Erev Yom Tov and he wants something on Yom Tov, so then you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, even without a shinui, not like we said before, that should have been a said on top. Tomorrow we'll go more al chot of Yom Tov, and I'll bring another book that has more details, so, because I don't know so much.